Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, the often imitated but hardly duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Straight up, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts this hour on Sports Byline, of course, and iHeartRadio. Got to tell you this, we've got open phone lines. Anthony joined us in hour number one. You can join us in hour number two if you'd like. That's right, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours live on Sports Byline. You can join us on the toll-free if you'd like at 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text the studio if you'd like. Number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the big heavyweight news, Deontay Wilder is defending the heavyweight championship, his WBC version, against, are you ready, Luis Ortiz. Yeah, without steroids. Luis Ortiz on steroids could fight a little bit. The guy's like 38. Admits he's like 40 now. He's 40. He was 38 when they fought the first time. He's 40 years old now. 40 going on 90. You hear what I'm saying? If he was in Cuba, he'd be having gray hair. He'd be kicking back, smoking those big fat cigars, okay? He's not in Cuba. He's fronting himself off as a heavyweight contender, or in this case, a heavyweight challenger. He's older than dirt. Deontay Wilder should be ashamed of himself. But after that, he says it's Tyson Fury. And so does Tyson Fury. He says it'll be Deontay Wilder after Tom Schwartz. We'll see if that comes to fruition. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lots of UFC action. We'll check that out in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide when I bring in the undefeated lad from Las Vegas to talk about John Signorella. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline.
Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to newleafnaturals.com. That's NUleafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code RICK. That's right, RICK. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code RICK.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on two lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera system started under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming at you, of course, Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wow. Talking mixed martial arts, MMA Hour. Of course, USC Rock and Roll and USC 238. Now in the rearview mirror, of course, the United Center, Chicago, Illinois, was the main event. Henry Cejudo, what can I say? The best fighter, pound for pound, in all of mixed martial arts. Why do I say that? Olympic gold medalist. He wins the 125-pound crown after being trounced the first time by Demetrius Johnson. What happens? He comes back, he gets his act together, and he doesn't. When he took the first fight with Johnson, I think he only had one fight with the UFC, or maybe that was his first fight with the UFC. In other words, he was being brought in as lunch meat with a 2008 Olympic gold medal. Okay, guess what? The kid didn't take too much punishment, lost a fight with Johnson, came back, beat Johnson, who was then considered pound for pound the best in the world at this 125-pound weight division they're trying to get rid of. And then, of course, he becomes champion, and then Dana White wants to get rid of the 125-pound weight class, so he brings T.J. Dillashaw down from 135 pounds to 125, the cheater that he is, and Henry Cejudo licks him like a stamp. Last night, it was Martin Moraes. Straight up, this is what Henry had to say post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 51 seconds of round number three. Declaring the winner by TKO and new undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, Henry the Messenger Cejudo.
I'm here with the winner and new bantamweight champion and the current champ.
No, I'm not champ, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Triple C, Olympic champion, flyweight champion of the world, and now bantamweight champion of the world. I am the greatest combat athlete of all time, and I just stole the title for the best pound-for-pound fighter, too!
You get no argument from me, sir. You had a difficult first round. You were getting kicked in the legs. You made adjustments in the second round. Give us your thoughts on what your mindset was going into that second round.
Well, I was fighting adversity, as you guys heard. In media day, they had asked me. I had sprained my left ankle, and I couldn't do much, but I still wanted to fight. Very severely, a bad sprain. I taped it up, which is something that I've never done before. I take that back. I had to deal with that virtue with Demetrius Johnson. And I stuck to it, Joe. I believed in my team, Captain Coach, Captain America, who is not only my pound-for-pound king now, but I want to introduce you guys to the 2019 Coach of the Year, Captain Eric Alberto. Thank you, brother.
Give me your thoughts on what was going on in between rounds. You had a bad first round. Marais was doing very well from the outside with the kicks, particularly to the legs, but you made a big adjustment.
It was all desire. I knew Marlon was throwing a lot of power, and you eventually throw that much power, you're going to get burned. He threw too much of it. I stayed my composure. I stayed active, and that's all there was to it. I knew it was a dogfight. It was going to be a dogfight, and now I'm the UFC Bantamweight Champion of the World.
What did you see in the second round that led to the shift?
His demeanor showed everything. We're in the game of poker, and when I saw his demeanor change, when I saw him start to drop his arms, I knew that it was time to eat.
Henry, that was a truly, truly sensational performance. It was an honor to call your fight. Congratulations on not just becoming the flyweight champion and the bantamweight champion, but also the first man to ever hold an Olympic gold medal and two world titles, and a very good argument for the greatest combat sport athlete of all time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, Joe. Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list. But I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money. I'm gonna give you guys that list right now, because I'm a prize fighter, Joe. For all you 135 pounders, I'm gonna call out people personally. Dominic Cruz, Cody Garbrandt, Uriah Faber. At 145 pounds, I would like to eventually go up another weight class and solidify another belt too.
That would be sensational. Sir, again, it was an honor to call your fight. Congratulations. You're absolutely one of the best of all time. Henry Cejudo!
What can I say, folks? Yes, it was predicted. And the saddest man in the house was not the man that lost, Martin Reyes. No, the saddest man in the house was Dana White. If I've ever seen a guy that looked more dejected when he put those two belts on Henry Cejudo's shoulders than Dana White, I've never in my life seen a man look that. It looked like they had castrated him there, right there in the octagon. He's putting on some phony smile in the corner, but the bottom line is when he walked up on Henry and put those belts on his shoulder, he was pissed off. Dana White is not a poker player. You heard Henry talking about playing poker. Dana White's not a poker player. You can see his emotions right on his face, and he was pissed off. Straight up, we take it to the undefeated lad in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course. What can you say about Henry Cejudo except Olympic gold medal and two titles now at 125, 135? The guy was written off after the first Demetrius Johnson loss. I mean, Johnny, pound for pound, he might be the king of MMA.
Absolutely, and he looks better and better in every single fight. Those knee strikes, those Muay Thai knee strikes last night to the dome of Moraes were nasty, man. I'm sitting there cringing watching this thing. And I'm saying to myself, I'm watching a guy in Henry Cejudo grow in every single fight. And then he gets him down to the ground. He gets Marlon down to the ground, does the old-fashioned ground and pound. And it just keeps going. I'm like, ref, whenever you want to pull the plug on this. And it just keeps going. I'm like, no, please no more. So thankfully, nobody got seriously hurt there. But hey, man, all the respect to Henry Cejudo. I think he's definitely among the top, right next to Khabib, the face of the UFC right now.
Okay. That wrestling base of his, the fact he was in 2008 Olympic gold medalist, the fact he really didn't take any head trauma and punishment because, you know, amateur wrestling, you don't get slapped around the head all that much, what I'm saying. So there's less mileage on him as a fighter. Do you think that's going to really carry him to a longer or to a legacy, per se? Because in the world of the UFC, there's so many death matches. I mean, look what they did to that girl, Rose Namajunas, after she beat one of the best fighters pound for pound two fights in a row, they sent her down to Brazil to get licked. I mean, they weren't doing Rose any favors. Dana White's Dana White's a creep in my mind, but go on.
Well, for me, it's like Dana White doesn't like this guy for whatever reason. And I think he's shooting himself in the foot there because he's got a superstar in the making with what we've seen with Cejudo and what he's capable of doing inside that octagon. You know, so he might try to have him run this insane gauntlet, meaning Dana White, have Henry, you know, run this insane gauntlet where he's got to fight all these guys and, you know, go through hell and have these death matches, as we call them. You know, he did speak of, in Henry, about moving up in weight.
Yikes.
I would say, yeah, I'm going to pump the brakes on that. You got a lot of guys there. You know, Jose Aldo, even though Brian Ortega was damaged in his last fight badly, we haven't seen him fight since then. You know, there's guys there, Frankie Edgar, Max Holloway. We got to calm down with that, I think. Let him do his thing at 135. He talked about a couple guys there that I would like to see him go against. And then move up. But, you know, Dana right now is, you know, licking his lips at that one. No, move up, because he knows he's going to have some difficulty there. And that would be that gauntlet of death matches.
Brian Ortega will never be the same. Brian Ortega, I don't care what you see. I mean, that was one of the most horrific beatings in the history of mixed martial arts, of not combat sports. And that was horrific.
You know, I hated watching that. And he's such an articulate kid, good looking kid, great for the sport. I thought he was going to be the next poster child face of the UFC, and you know, someone else had something to say about that. And I tell you what, man, you know, those are the type of fights that you can't really recover from, and I don't think it's the fighter's fault. Yeah, he wasn't the better man that night, but the corner people should have been the better people that night and save this man from himself. That fight went on two rounds way too long.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts, folks. We'll hear from Tony Ferguson, the enraged and engaged former interim lightweight champion. Of course, a man at 155 who hasn't been beaten in a long time. He's a pretty scary guy, but he stole something from the John and Signe Road. John, do you sprinkle holy water on the old lady? Johnny, you there?
I'm here.
I said, do you sprinkle holy water on the old lady?
No, who does that sort of thing? Guys, never do that out there. Be nice to your ladies, guys. Come on.
I was joking. I thought I'd throw a joke in there. Bottom line is, we'll hear from Tony Ferguson after the break. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list, but I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No, no.
No, you're okay.
Doing really just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Tony Ferguson, bad dude, pound for pound, one of the better fighters in the world of mixed martial arts without a doubt. Former lightweight champion, of course, had some serious injuries, came back from the injuries, evidently has some emotional issues as well. We're not going to get into them right now. We'll just stick with the fighting aspect of it. But, you know, he and Donald Cerrone, Johnny, I got to tell you, those guys are going back and forth, and Cerrone's got to be the most gracious, humble guy I've ever come across in the world of fighting, be it cage fighting, be it boxing, be it Muay Thai, you name it. He's just a classy dude, homeboy.
There is no doubt about that.
I mean, the way he took that loss against Tony Ferguson, his eye was closed, and
yeah,
it was a fight that he was in. And of course, tell me, what do you think Tony Ferguson stands with Khabib? I mean, Khabib and Tony Ferguson, that's going to be eventually the match event, you know, they want to put together UFC. Where do you see that?
That would be an interesting fight. And real quick, my audio went out. I just want to say something about Donald Cerrone last night. That eye was ridiculous, guys. He looked like he was in so much pain, and he still wanted to go. And we'll say this, you know, you were just talking about his class, man. Class and stones for days. Salud to Donald Cerrone. As far as Tony Ferguson goes against Khabib, I mean, Ferguson's a very good striker. He's a very good cage fighter overall. I just think Khabib's got this thing about him right now, this skill set that's very unique in the cage where, you know, he could choke you out, he could strike with you, he could do things that I haven't really ever seen guys do. And also, he's very intimidating. He got this aura about him that I think even takes the most cool and calculated opponent that's against him and makes him kind of quiver, makes him kind of like feel a little bit uneasy. So I would have to favor Khabib. And based on what I've seen with Ferguson and the neurological thing, and that we didn't really want to go there, I'm not going to go there too heavily, I got to favor a guy like Khabib who seems like he's in his prime, both mentally and physically.
Here's Tony and Cerrone post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of round two, the doctor has called a stop to this contest, declaring the winner by TKO, Tony El Khoukhoui Ferguson.
I'm here with the winner, Tony Ferguson. Tony, an unfortunate end to the fight, but a spectacular performance up until that moment, particularly in the second round, where you really seemed to start to take over. Give us your thoughts on the fight and how it ended.
Talk to Cowboy.
Cowboy, there was a punch after the round. It hit you in the nose. You blew your nose, which is something you're never supposed to do, and your eyes swole up. Give us your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I just asked if they could push the air back down. That's all I want. The punch had nothing to do with it. That was the fight I think everybody wanted. I'm so sorry. I don't quit. I don't back down. And, man, I just wanted to keep fighting. I was just asking, can you just push the air back down? And you're right, I shouldn't have blown my nose. I'm a veteran, I'm old school, and I should have known that. But I did, and I humbly couldn't finish the fight, and I apologize.
Well, Donald, even in a loss, you're a gentleman and a warrior. It was an honor to watch your fight, and we will see you again, my friend. Donald Cerrone, ladies and gentlemen. Tony, I know this is not how you wanted the fight to end, but this leaves you in a position. I know this is not how you wanted the fight to end, but this leaves you in a number one contender position. So please give us your thoughts on where that stands.
Let him get the boots in. It's not how I wanted the fight to go. It was a really emotional year. There's a lot. I mean, it's a fight in here. Yeah, just a lot of emotion flaring. There's no words I can express it. I don't like to win that way. We could throw it back. I don't mind doing that. I really don't. He's a hell of a fighter. Hats off to Cowboy Cerrone and his team. Thank you for taking the opportunity right after an immediate fight. I want to say thank you, fans from Chicago. Thank you guys for coming here. I don't want to win like that. I know better than that. I'm a better person than that. I'm a better fighter than that. I can give a who's next. I don't give two. I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to look at this and be pissed at myself for a long time. Hats off to Cowboy Cerrone, like I said, and his family. We went out here. I hope you guys enjoyed at least the first couple fights, man.
Besides the bad ending, congratulations on an excellent performance. Tony Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen.
How do you react to Tony Ferguson there? He was sort of like humble. He was sort of like gracious. He was sort of like cocky. He was sort of like all over, like a pinball in a pinball machine.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, you know, he was being classy. Then he was throwing a lot of F-bombs out there. And he was going back and forth with his emotions, the way I was reading the trajectory of how he was using his sentences and stuff. I'm listening closely whenever he talks now because I'm trying to see the signs, you know, and not to go there. I don't want to go there today. But, I mean, you got to listen to him. You got to follow what's going on based on, of course, the police reports and all that kind of stuff. But we see where Tony Ferguson goes. But I tell you what, Pedro, Valentina Shevchenko last night kicking Jessica Eye. I mean, that shin to the dome last night, man. I felt so bad for that poor girl, Jessica Eye, man. When she took that kick and you saw it come, a nice roundhouse, I thought the foot was going to catch her, which would have sucked for Jessica, but it was the shin. Oh, no. When I saw that from a different angle, I was like, oh, wait a minute. That wasn't the foot. That was the shin. And that's like the worst possible place you could get hit from a kick, you know, to the temple or on top of your head, except for the knee or an elbow strike. I mean, that was so bad.
It looked a lot like Jimmy Manua get knocked out last week as well, and they both went the same way. But I'm glad you brought that up because they both had their hands up in a boxer's position. They wouldn't have got clipped by those kicks. They would have got kicked in the arm. And the bottom line is they didn't have their hands up, man. Their hands were down, and their faces and their chins were exposed, and they got knocked the duck out.
It's a good point, and I believe that Jessica was trying to shoot in for a body punch, which also dropped her guard. And then that's what happens when you go down to the body, whether boxing or mixed martial arts, you're going to drop your guard and get a little vulnerable, you know. But at the end of the day, it's like with mixed martial arts, it's so hard to keep your head protected at all times because you're looking for takedowns. You're looking for, shin kicks. You're looking for all different types of things. And this is a scenario where it's like the worst possible scenario happens and you're totally exposed and vulnerable and it was lights out. But hopefully Jessica's okay today.
Could you see Henry Cejudo walking from the UFC? In other words, like going over to Bellator and just saying, you know what, man, you guys treat me like dog doo-doo. You guys really don't like me. You don't want me here, this and that. Let me take my act somewhere else. I mean, not that he's going to get the absolute best competition maybe over there in Bellator, but he'd be able to be Henry.
Well, money talks, and if there's, you know, if they have guys over there that, you know, they'd be willing to pay for him to come over, and if the UFC keeps treating him like this, and I said this about Khabib in the past, like, you know, I know we're talking right now about Cejudo, but I had mentioned this about Khabib, you know, with the Conor McGregor drama and all that kind of stuff, that, hey, man, you know, if this, you know, if the UFC is going to treat him like dog doo-doo, like, go to another spot, you know, you go someplace else, you could take the show on the road, in other words. If Cejudo could do that, it's got to pay. In other words, you got to be able to be paid. And right now, the UFC, I hate to say this, probably is, you know, the most profitable for Henry Cejudo right now, even though they pay like crap.
But some guys say it's better to, like, get the spotlight while you can get it and get some, you know, in Bellator, they don't throw you in deathmatch after deathmatch. They try to build people.
No. As they should, and they need to do that because they use a lot of old school cats, a lot of old school former UFC guys that the UFC discharged. And, you know, Bellator is decent. you know, when it's good, like anything else, it's good, man. I enjoy it. But they definitely need younger stars, without a doubt. So if I was them, I would be leaning in the ears of Cejudo or a Khabib or anyone else out there that's younger and feels like they're being mistreated by the UFC.
Speaking of Khabib, September the 7th in Dubai, I've been there. It's a hellhole. You never want to go to Dubai, folks. You don't want to go to Dubai. Of all the places in the world you want to go, Dubai is like spit with an H. I'm just telling you. If you want to go there and look at a big building, that's all they got. One big building, it's all over. When, like, through 10 seconds, your trip to Dubai is over. Anyway, Abu Dhabi, September 7th. Khabib taking on Dustin Poirier, I guess, for the interim championship and the real championship. Bottom line is, Khabib favored over anybody on the planet, right?
Yeah. Poirier's a good fighter, but I would say he's definitely a heavy favorite right now. Again, just because he does these things we've never really seen before. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just check him out. Check him out against Conor. Check him out against his past couple fights, man. He just looks better and better, and he's growing. He's got his own thing going on. And again, the intimidation factor, it's got that Mike Tyson type intimidation factor. But Mike was loud about it, you know, talking about eating kids and stuff like that. You know, the way Khabib comes in is cold, calculated, quiet, comes in like Darth Vader, right? And mysterious. And then you see this guy explode when he gets in that cage.
Good move. John Signorella, of course, a genius, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. Next up, we'll hear from Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell in depth. That's right. These two guys, the two greatest sports personalities maybe of the 60s and the 70s, when it came to those guys who were like Abbott and Costello, or I don't know, you can't get a better act than Ali and Cosell. Straight up, Ali and Cosell in depth after the break. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Texas Studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Should I go to the police station?
Yeah.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207.
800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
There is no greater tag team in all of sports, folks, than Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. Let's go back to 1973.
But I do want to bring on our first guest. He's a magnificent young man. Nobody else has aroused so much passion during the decade of the 60s. I have known him almost from the beginning. He came to New York first as a brash, arrogant, obnoxious youngster. Nothing about him has changed. Except for the palpable decline in his pugilistic skills, because once he was a very great fighter, now he is a worn relic of the past, a faded hero of yesteryear, living off weak opponents at the moment, but still mouthing words that he can no longer employ the skills to back up. I've traveled the world with him. I've seen him alienate nation after nation with his braggadocio. And he still proclaims to be that which he is no longer, the heavyweight champion of the world. So I am going to bring out, in all of the futility that emblazons his current efforts, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali.
I sat back there and I listened to every word you said. Howard, every time you open your mouth, you should be arrested for air pollution. You give me more trouble. You give me more trouble than my opponents. Now, like, I heard you were going to host the show, so I thought I would give you the honor of coming to talk with you. Now, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk with you, first of all, about the fact that you would still be in impoverished anonymity in this country if I hadn't made you famous.
Now, listen. Listen. Now, he's awful serious. I mean, you say you told me you made Floyd Patterson popular, but you know yourself, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't really be who you are today. Because every time I fight, go to foreign countries, you would always be there, and you never would have gotten to those countries if it wasn't me. And lately, you haven't been able to follow me because I understand your budget is much cheaper.
What was it you told me? Don't make so much of that football guy, Dandy Don. We're still the number one act. Is that what you told me when you were in training for Frazier?
When was that?
When you came to the pool at the Americana Hotel and said, "Where's the white guy giving me all the trouble?"
I'm a new Jewish.
I do want to find out about your recent antics. I want to know why you continue to fight opponents who are obviously not qualified to meet you.
Well, Howard, right now, you know, it's a good question. And I think this is why people like you and like to hear us, because you say what you feel, I say what I feel. You ask me questions that some don't like, many want to hear. And you don't pull no punches. So what, like, I'm fighting the best men that are around for me to fight. I'm giving them all a chance. I could just sit down and I would say, wait for Joe Frazier, but Mac Foster, who I just fought, was ranked number 5 in the top 10 of the world. Here's a man who's been training all his life for the big time and probably never wouldn't have gotten the payday that he got if he hadn't fought me. Getting ready to fight, say, Joy Chavallo, Canadian, all Canada's behind him. I'm sure I'll beat him. But like he's having another shot at the title, and like what's his name, the boy you criticized,
Buster Mathis?
Yes, who was the one who fought Joe Frazier for his so-called title during my...
Muhammad, we didn't criticize Mathis. We criticized you. You weren't in shape for the fight.
Well, if I wasn't in shape for the fight, Mathis didn't say I wasn't in shape. You said that somebody said...
Mathis, he collapsed from fatigue.
He collapsed. That was the 12th round. And a lot of people are saying that I'm not in shape for my fights, but, like, how much more shape do I have to be in? I'm still unscratched. I'm prettier than you, and you're a sports announcer. I know I'm prettier than you. If you look at me and look at you, I look better than you, and you don't box. So what type of shape do I have to be in? I win all of my fights. It's no, I would ask you this question.
Do me a favor. Stand up and take your jacket off. I want the public to see that belly.
Let me ask you a question. Let's pretend it's my show for 1 minute. All right.
It's a disaster.
Would you say
already?
That when I fought, say, all of the fellas that I've been fighting lately, would you say that they were in shape?
Yeah, except for Mathis. He didn't look
Mathis
real good to me.
Well, how did he go 12 rounds with me?
Because you weren't doing anything.
I wasn't
you were
doing
slow-footed,
nothing.
The hand and foot speed
there.
Gone. The
if
trick.
I was hitting
As
you,
your manager, Angelo if, Dundee, if your trainer,
you,
sitting right there, told me
I
earlier, I don't know
you,
what we're going to do to get the lad
you,
serious.
Look, Joe Frazier, I wasn't in shape when I fought Frazier, many of them said. I was off 3 years. But yet it was Joe Frazier who had to be under intensive care for 1 month. When I fought Mac Foster, I was 226. They say the heaviest of my career. Mac Foster the other day just got out of the hospital in Japan. They wouldn't let him leave the country. Everybody I'm fighting lately is ending up in the hospitals. I'm unscratched. I'm unmarked. I'm overweight. I'm fat. But yet, I'm always winning. And what if I get in shape, it'll be a murder, wouldn't it?
As a matter of fact, your record for knockouts, I mean one-punch knockouts, is absolutely non-existent. You lack the killer instinct.
Only one time.
You no longer have
Sonny
the
Liston.
Hand and the foot speed.
Only
you're overweight. You're not serious about your profession.
I'm
and
not
a decision
serious.
Is about to be made by Angelo Dundee no longer to handle you. Is that right, Angie?
Is this true, Angelo? Why would you? He's trying to cause dissension. I'm on him, and he's trying to put me on Angelo. But let me
What's
tell
your
you
evaluation of the men Frazier's fighting? Terry Daniels,
Frazier,
Ron Stanley.
I think Frazier's in a position where, like, when you're the champion, like he is, you have to fight anybody, but you have to be paid for it. And the college boy just fought Terry Daniels. Somebody put up the money, which was sufficient. And who's he fighting the next fight?
Ron Stander, a heralded pugilist from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, but somebody thinks enough of it to put up probably $250,000. So who are we to complain when somebody thinks enough of him to put up $250,000? And Frazier would be out of his mind if he didn't take it because he's in it for a living. He's got a big family.
All
so
right,
I can't criticize
him. Final question, because then I want to go to the audience for questions. Do you think Frazier is ducking you on the rematch? You guys can't fight again unless you fight the Jack Kent Cook, and he wants it in September.
I think he is. I think he's ducking because, like, I'm busy. Frazier, like, I have 7 more fights lined up in various countries, including Russia, of all places, if Frazier don't fight. But I think that Frazier's still recuperating from the physical punishment he took as quiet as his kept. And I think that they're picking opponents for him. They can't really hit him in his head too hard because the two fellas he's fighting, I think if I fought them, I'd be running out of the country. I wouldn't fight them. But at least the fellas I'm fighting are much better, but you at least heard of George Shavallo. You heard of James Ellis. You heard of Buster Mathis. You heard of Jurgen Blinn. So what I'm going to say, Mac Foster.
Jurgen Blinn, hair cheesecake.
I think as soon as Frazier really cooperates. He knows where my manager is. His manager knows how to contact me. And as soon as they are physically in shape, I think they'll be ready.
All right, these folks, I would think, would want to ask you some questions, and we're going to give them the opportunity to ask us both questions. We'll be back right after these questions. I think maybe you're about to face some people who'll prove tougher than Frazier for you, Muhammad. You up to the challenge?
No, I'm ready. These are all my people. They, they recognize who the real champion is.
All right, let's begin. We'll call upon you as you raise your hands. Let's begin with this lady in the blue dress right there.
Sir? since you are vocal and you are a philosopher, do you have any political ambition?
No, I don't. I don't have no political ambitions. No, I don't. I don't control it. I don't write the books. And the problems that I'm confronting with politics have played no part in them.
That gentleman back there.
Do you think you would have won the Frazier fight had you not messed around in the seventh and eighth rounds?
I think I played around for four or five rounds that I shouldn't have, and I lost the 11th round. He shook me up completely. And the 15th round, he didn't shake me up like the 11th round, but he knocked me down. And I was right up at the count of three, but you lose a round when you're knocked down. So I know at least six rounds that I lost, but I think I won nine. I think that if the fight was judged round by round, punch by punch, and compared to the physical damage done to both fighters, it wouldn't have been no doubt that I won. But since the tax situation being like it is, it ain't really bad that we get two chances.
This gentleman right here.
Have you ever had any regrets about not going into the Army?
Not really, no.
Mr. Cosell, I'd like to know what Joe Namath is really like.
What Joe Namath is really like? He's a sensitive young man, very bright, who's got a great deal of charisma. He and the gentleman to my right are the two great named stars of their time. They fill a room by their very presence. He's also a swinger, and he likes young women who look like you. This young lady right here. Hold on till we get that room over there.
Have you ever been an athlete?
Have I ever been an athlete? Depends upon the form, dear. But I was All Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn in stickball for 7 years.
Were you ever in top physical condition, though? Can you judge
him? So how can you say he wasn't in...
Was I ever in top physical condition? Let me tell you something. In May of 1966, when Ali was about to go against Henry Cooper for the second time and was in training over there, I trained Cooper in the Thomas of Becket gym. Bar, that's what it really was, a British pub up on the second floor. Cooper's manager, Jimmy Wicks, saw me work out and said, "You should fight Ali, not my man." He was right.
Mr. Cosell, I'd like to know if you think that the Heisman Trophy, as it stands now, being always given to someone in the offensive backfield, is turning into a farce, the way they gave it out to Pat Sullivan.
I expressed myself in that regard at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga branch, some months ago. Heisman Trophy is a farce for many reasons. It's voted upon by a massive number of sports writers who, in most cases, haven't even seen the players play for whom they're voting. That's item number one. Item number two is that backs can't be compared with defensive linemen. There is no yardstick for measurement. Differences of position require different skills. Item number three, no player from a black college has ever gotten a single vote for the Heisman Trophy. Look at the roster of professional football. Leroy Kelly, Morgan State. Willie Davis, the great Green Bay end, number 87 of the past from Grambling. Buck Buchanan from Grambling. How in the world do you have anything with meaning when players like these have never even gotten a single vote? I think it's a farce. This gentleman in the striped shirt.
Muhammad, is Howard really your friend?
Is Howard my friend?
Yeah, is he really
Next
your friend?
Next question. Well, I'll tell you.
Should we tell him
Howard
the truth?
Howard Cosell is a man of his profession, and he's tops in the business. And same with me and mine. And he's independent, I'm independent. He don't need me, and I don't need him. He speaks his piece, I speak mine. He respects me, I respect him. But I can't say he's my friend.
How long would he last in the ring with you?
How long would he last? You mean how hard would the blow have to be? Listen, Howard Cosell, he's a good man with his brains. He's not a fighter. And in the long run, he proves to be more successful than most fighters. He uses his brains.
Do you think there should be a gate in the ring for him to run out in case, you know what I mean, an escape route when he fights you?
No, he's one of the best men in the sport announcing field, and I miss him when he's not at ringside promoting my fights because he and I makes a good team. But one day I promise to slap him.
The gentleman in the rear row.
I'd like to address a question to you, if I may. Did you enjoy the banquet we attended together in Columbus, Ohio in January, just the past January?
Very much. I'd like to say publicly, I think the best annual football banquet in the country is the one conducted by the Columbus Touchdown Club. You mean the one that Dandy Dunn and Humble Howard both MC?
The one we just attended in January. I'd like to ask one of Muhammad. In fact, no matter what they say, Muhammad, I still think you're a champion.
The great Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali getting it together, chopping it up, baby. That's what you call it, chopping it up, 1970 style. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Johnny Sig, what's the YouTube page?
Ring Talk Worldwide. Search us. You can see archive shows, hear archive shows, and much, much more.
Good enough. The great John Signorella. You have been tuned to the mighty Ring Talk Live Worldwide show. Of course, 35-plus years now of radio presence. Wanted to mention we had a special Friday night. We were supposed to see a great guitarist here in the Bay Area. I'm talking about Jose Cruz. He was ill. He couldn't attend. But Edgar Mayorga showed up, part-time boxer, legendary street fighter, an incredibly gifted street fighter. If MMA were alive, I think back then Edgar would have been the guy. Bottom line is, got to see him and a few other friends. I want to thank my great friend Hector Martinez for bringing Edgar to the show. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 plus years now. Let me give you my radio schedule here on Sports Byline. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Sunday for 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Then there's a Saturday night show, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, which airs at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. East time, Sunday mornings right here on Sports Byline. And, of course, No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer is the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. Till next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.